Aircheckdownloads.com.
Well, total opposite of last night, where all the songs were about 4.5 minutes long. They're quite short tonight. Bee Gees, Run to Me. Roxy Music's Virginia Plain, which was written about a painting that Brian Ferry had done in art school, as I recall. And Sly and the Family Stones, Family Affair, are your first three and your top 10 at 10 tonight. Thank you for getting in touch if you have done already. You may yet be keeping your powder dry and going for it a little later, or you may be just enjoying the music. And as I said earlier, either way is fine with me. Dave, this is Dave Kirby, thinks the year is that, and he's right. Dave is chilling in the garden in Southport. Very nice for you. Please say hello to my girlfriend Janet and grandson Kyrie. Is that Dave? Kiri? Kyrie? Whichever it is, I hope I get it right. And hello and thank you for listening and thank you for your email. Steve Cook is in what he describes as a warm and sticky leatherhead, as opposed presumably to a warm and sticky leg of clothing, which it would be, wouldn't it? Roxy Music tells me that tonight's year is that. Yes, thank you very much indeed for your note, friend. Tony Embarking was only 4. So if you know how old Tony Embarking was, then you'll be able to work it out. Yes, that's the year, mate. Thank you very much. He was 4. Margaret says, I'm not really sure. I'm getting in quick during my pit stop from my pizza and kebab deliveries. Maybe I'm peaking too early. Well, it's for you to decide that, whether you've peaked too early or not, Margaret. You've gone in and you're a year out. Add one and you'd be spot on. Also tonight, who's this? Andrew Haslam. Andrew says, the year is that. My teenage years. So I got it straight away.
One of the biggest problems we're all facing these days is what to do with the growing mountains of rubbish we throw away as life gets richer and more wrapped up. Plastic wrappings are the biggest problem. And unlike paper and cardboard, plastic won't rot away with the weather. But scientists in Japan may have found a solution. David Smeaton reports for Newsround.
For years now, scientists have been trying to find a plastic that's non-poisonous and can be easily destroyed.
That music takes me back. It's probably going to give me goosebumps. John Craven's Newsround arrived on your telly in April of tonight's year on BBC One. A news programme for kids. It's still on. Originally commissioned as a short series. It's a very long short series. Obviously, it was John Craven's Newsround because he was the sole presenter for the first 15 years. Then it just became Newsround. And there's now a roster of regular presenters. The early evening slots, it used to be about 5 o'clock or thereabouts, didn't it? Meant it broke stories ahead of the main news. Obviously, the news was on at, in this year, it might even be 5:45 before the 6 o'clock news. But they were first to some of the stories that were breaking around the world. They were the first British programme to report the Challenger shuttle disaster. They were the first British news programme to report the Windsor Castle fire, because they were able to get it on the air way before those other news channels. And as I've got older in life, I've continued to watch Newsround, because if you're explaining it for a child, that's the kind of news explanation I sometimes need.
Aircheckdownloads.com.